Hello to all you in the podcast universe, the podverse, the podiverse, the unipod, the castverse, the Sega Dreamcast, all those things, everybody listening. This is episode 3 of Off Topic with Nick and Sean. Today we're introducing to you a new member of the cast, who was our intern, and he's a fellow cancer,
survivor.
Myself.
Breast cancer survivor.
His name's Dave. He's our best friend.
Welcome, Dave.
So welcome,
I'd
Dave.
Say acquaintance more. Where's the camera? Where am I supposed to be looking? Where's the camera at?
The camera's over there to your left. And as we said, no nudity. So we're going to have to blur that out and post editing.
We specifically asked you to wear pants. And
your pants were in the oven for
pants
a while.
Pants are in the oven drying still.
They're cooking.
But okay. Hopefully those can get out soon.
So that's what's happening today. We got a new cast member we're excited about. We managed to get through. It was on the Kickstarter campaign. We got funding to hire a third person to a multi-million dollar contract. And that's how we got Dave aboard.
Yeah. So Miami Dolphins almost picked me up, but
Their water boy position was filled. By Bobby Boucher.
By Namdekin Sue. They spent too much money on Namdekin Sue.
For his water boy.
For his water
capabilities.
Boy. Yeah, exactly.
His $60 million almost came to me.
The stipulation is he has to beat up the other team's water boy every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday is to make sure their water boy is out of, like, he's out of commission.
Any given Sunday, their team's not going to be getting proper hydration.
Yes. Yeah, he goes, oh, we made sure that they're not getting their waters. The other team is dehydrated on the field. Of course they're going to lose.
They're going to lose. Today's game is all about hydration.
Right, exactly. If you're not hydrated, you're not.
You look at these athletes, you see this guy weighs 300 pounds. He's running the 40 in like less than a second.
And it's 100 pounds of water weight.
You know why it is? It's because he's hydrated. It's, exactly. It has nothing to do with performance damage. It's water.
And that's what you're looking
People
for.
People are drinking more water
athletes
today.
Athletes want to have that water.
Athletes want to have water. You even look up on the stage at Mr. Universe.
Exactly.
You're full of water.
Full of water.
It's like you're looking at into an aquarium.
Last year, a goldfish almost won.
It's Mr. Water World.
Mr. Water World. Kevin Costner's the honorary
hosted
Mr.
By
Kevin Costner. By Kevin won. Costner.
Hosted by Shamu.
Kevin Costner's gotten close to winning, but never actually won because he's a mutant.
Right.
Be sure to stick after Mr. Waterverse for a surprise showing of Blackfish in a political discussion. to suck the fun out of the room there.
Exactly. But
we should probably start with the show.
It's actually African American fish.
Well,
if you want to be PC about it.
I apologize. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I was being a real Indian giver
infringe
there.
Infringe on my civil liberties.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
So today's topic, for those of you first-time listeners that decided, I want to listen to the third episode.
Like me.
Yeah, like Dave here. You know, the show is called Off Topic. We get off topic. So far, we haven't even mentioned the topic yet. So today's topic is
not being on topic.
Basically, we've been talking a lot about, you know, monopolies recently, like the game monopoly, business monopolies,
the money,
Canadian money, which is the same thing, really. It's worthless.
Yeah.
But anyway, monopoly. So, you know, we've been talking about Disney, how Disney owns everything. You know, Disney owns Marvel, Disney owns Pixar. Disney owns George Lucas Inc., which means it owns the entire Star Wars, right?
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
It doesn't own Star Trek, though.
No, I don't think.
That's owned by Adidas.
Yeah.
It's
no
Adidas
one wants,
Star
no
Trek.
No one wants to own Star Trek.
No, they're not.
William Shatner does, I believe.
He owns every.
No,
every
William Shatner's character from Boston Legal.
Boston Legal.
Star
right,
Trek.
Right, exactly.
Ironically, Disney owns my father also.
Disney.
Right.
My father was an Adidas man. He was always a Star Trek fan. So. But anyway, so we're talking about Disney movies. We're talking about sequels. And we're saying, Disney, why are you being so lame with your sequels? And why not more crossovers? Your universes should collide.
Yeah, right.
You own everything, right? We're talking Stone Cold meets E.T.
Right, exactly.
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yes. Stone Cold. What other Stone Cold? This Stone Cold is out
How
there.
How did we get the Stone Cold and E.T.? I'm a little confused.
Well, I'm just saying these things from such disparate universes colliding. Okay. And that was a funny example I tried to come up with.
Well, I usually keep Stone Cold and E.T. in the same universe anyway.
You're right.
I'm okay. Exactly. Dude, okay, I'm thinking while Stone Cold is giving some guy, poor son of a bitch, a Stone Cold stunner. E.T.'s also flying, like, across the moon.
You know? Dude, see, what I'm imagining is E.T. phone home. Who was he calling? He was calling Stone Cold.
Hey, E.T.! Hey, give that call, you son of a bitch. You want to go home? What? Huh?
And then he just gives him a Stone Cold
stun. Oh, dude, just stuns E.T.
After he gives him the two middle fingers.
Off the bike.
See, I like
he just stuns off of the bike.
I like to think it's not... I like to think Stone Cold is the little boy that E.T. came to.
Stone Cold.
And instead of a bicycle...
he's a younger Stone Cold, but Silver's like a vest and like really short.
No, I'm not even thinking of a younger Stone Cold. I'm thinking of Stone Cold right now.
Okay.
And instead of a bicycle and E.T. riding on the front going in front of the moon, that famous silhouette, I'm thinking it's... either an ATV or a beer truck.
I was going to say beer truck.
It
should be a Miller Lite beer truck.
See, I'm imagining a young Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he's just chugging Barks root beers and just throwing them everywhere.
Crushing them, throwing them out.
They are Barks. I like that you're throwing a good root beer. He's not drinking mugs. You're not going to catch Stone Cold.
The last person to drink mugs was the Beer Money Incorporated guys from TNA Wrestling.
Exactly.
They suck.
Yeah.
But anyway, we haven't even gotten through introducing the topic yet. We should get back. Okay, the topic, mashups. We just did a mashup. So today, how's it going to work, you say? Because here at Off Topic with Nick and Sean, we're all about the what?
We're all about the points.
The points. The score matters. Basically, whoever wins is the only person that gets paid for the episode. And the other person goes hungry. So.
Which is, and everybody knows, $25.
Yeah.
Is the cash prize.
In McDonald's bucks.
Exactly. Get yourself a Big Mac.
Yeah. Get yourself a Big Mac.
Get yourself 25.
It's 25 Big Macs.
25 McChickens.
Oh, man.
You don't even have to eat that much. You just McChicken some poor sap who's coming out of a high D.
I mean, what kind of sick bastard's throwing McChickens around?
I'll tell you who. Who is that?
The Hamburglar.
Damn Sasquatch.
The Hamburglar.
I wish the McChicken, being McChicken, would have caught on more.
Being McChicken, so throwing McChickens at
throwing a McChicken at somebody because they have that money shot of mayonnaise on them.
The money shot mayonnaise. That's what really, like, packets of mayonnaise should be called. Money shot mayonnaise. Come on down to Mayonnaise Emporium. Get your money shot mayonnaise.
Oh, God. It's guaranteed to squirt into your mouth every bite.
Squirt.
I was reading a thing
squirt
the other day.
Squirt mayonnaise.
And it's a scientific fact. Only serial killers like mayonnaise.
Yeah.
The studies have been done, folks. Every sociopath out
there
100% loves mayonnaise.
And so the next time...
John Wayne Gacy's, his last meal... Jar of mayonnaise.
Jar. Not even a spoon.
It's his last dying. He's about to die. This is his last meal. He doesn't care anymore, dude. He's just saying, okay, what have I always craved? Just eating straight mayonnaise.
Like a pregnant woman.
Exactly.
Ted Bundy said he used to go back to the corpses he had buried.
Slather them with mayonnaise.
And he'd slather them with just... Dude. He'd bury a jar of mayonnaise with every
meal. Not a lot of people know that John Wayne Gacy died, not at his execution, but the night before he actually suffocated because he somehow shoved his head into the jar of mayonnaise, trying to lick the last drop.
See, what I heard is actually he died from is
autoerotic.
They come out with this jar, supposedly of mayonnaise, and it's Miracle Whip.
Oh man, no!
He was so disappointed.
Oh no!
So he dropped dead.
Dropped dead on spot.
Who's getting Miracle Whip?
Oh, Miracle Whip when you want mayonnaise. Like I know my dad's a big mayonnaise fan, also a serial killer.
John Wayne Gacy, Sean's dad.
Exactly. You might have heard of him. And he's like a big guy. He's a big guy. Like when my mom makes him something and gives him like Miracle Whip instead of mayo, he gives her this look. He's like, bitch.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna straight up slap her.
Well, anyway. So basically, to move on now, let's get back to the topic. So what we're talking about, Disney, they own everything. And today we're coming up. We said, Disney, why aren't you coming up with these sequels yourselves? I personally wrote them letters, first in crayons, then colored pencils, then pens, then quills, and then in my own blood.
And everything.
And never did I get a response.
Erasable pens.
Erasable pens first. Erasable blood second. Gel pens third, erasable gel pens fourth, erasable bloody gel pens fifth. Wow. Never one. Did I get one response? No.
We'll see.
Except I had an idea about a Bugs Bunny crossover with Farrah Abraham from Teen Mom that Vivid Entertainment sent me a reply, but that's the only reply.
Now, see, is it Bugs Bunny dressed as a female bunny?
Yes.
Because that's very erotic.
Yes. Yeah. But it's not, I figured we wouldn't be able to get. What's her name? Babs Bunny or what's
Babs? This? Babs is the actual female bunny.
Yeah, we couldn't get her. She's hot.
She's dope.
She's too expensive. So, but Bugs, he's.
But Farrah Abrams is not. She's very. She's cheap. Fine, not. She's. We actually had to pay her to leave to the leave apartment
the other day.
You gotta go.
That was
you can't stay here.
It was about a week ago. It was sad.
So you were saying.
So anyway, I got a reply on that one, but other than that, we didn't. So. What we're going to do is we're going to broadcast out our ideas for some good Disney sequels. You know, some of the classics, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King, Toy Story, all these. You know, they're going to show up, and what we're going to do, the points matter. The points are really the only thing that matter. They're the only reason we're all friends, is to see who wins.
See who wins.
So how are the points scored this episode? Well, basically, when you're talking about movies, you're talking about gross domestic income, and the worldwide box office. So we're each coming up with our own crossovers, and we're going to discuss them, and we're going to decide which ones are going to do best at the box office. At the end, we'll add it up, and we'll see, you know, who is tough enough and who's, you know, going home in the garbage can.
Trademarked by the WWE. You can't say tough enough.
Sorry. You can't say tough enough. You got to say rough enough.
Who's rough enough? Who's got the rough stuff?
No, we can say tough as long as we specifically say it was spelled T-U-F-F.
Tough enough. Who's tough enough?
Right.
Exactly. So that's what's happening. So we're going to start it off. The first pick we're going to go with is this movie. Lion King 2, Jafar's Revenge.
Okay.
So, you know, it's after both the first Lion King movie and the first Aladdin movie have taken place, right?
Okay.
So imagine Simba is ruling his kingdom, and a sort of enraged and ashamed Jafar is kicked out of this kingdom, you know, by Aladdin, by Jasmine, by the tiger,
clearly,
by Robin Williams.
Clearly.
And his hairy outer arms.
His hairy arms.
Either Egypt or Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that's how I think it was.
So he's going south through Africa. He gets in the jungle. He runs into this pride of lions ruled by Simba.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he decides, you know, I'm going to take over this pride because I can use these lions to go and attack.
Yeah.
Aladdin.
Or whatever.
So what he's doing is he's doing that. He's thinking that. He runs into a Mr. Scar who survived.
Yeah,
the fall into the burning bush.
Mm-hmm, he survived. And he's a crippled lion now.
Now, do you think there's a tie-in when you really think about it? Jafar already kind of looks like Scar.
He kind of does.
He looks like Scar.
Coincidence?
He most definitely looks... Maybe they were already planning this.
They were planning this when they wrote the movies.
And, yeah. There's some shady stuff at the Disney studio.
So Jafar kicked out of the city that they live in. Uh-huh. Scar moving through the jungle or whatever to his new home. They run into each other, and what happens?
Well, hilarity ensues.
And comedy ensues.
His name's Jafar, name is Scar, and they're having fun.
So now it's a sitcom and not a movie. We did the Disney Network.
Jafar and Scar are both going to open up a set of doors and they're going to hit together like in Laverne and Shirley.
It's
is what I'm getting.
I'm assuming it's kind of like an Odd Couple type.
Ted Danson plays Jafar.
Jafar's really uptight.
Ted Danson's head is the size of an actual lion.
That's true, man.
He's got a big head.
It's a big noggin.
He looks like summertime Frankenstein.
He's an intelligent Frankenstein. He's like the gray Frankenstein. If there's a gray Hulk,
he's gray Frankenstein. Yeah,
he's gray fox Frankenstein. He's a handsome dude.
Oh,
still.
He's
handsome devil, dude. Can't take away the fact that he looks like a monster and yet is somehow pulls off a handsomeness.
Yeah,
it's beyond.
And he's still been married to Mary
Mary
Whoopi Goldberg.
Sternberger? Steinbrenner? Whatever, I don't know how you say her
George
name.
George Steinbrenner.
No, it's like Mary something.
Steinberger.
Like Steinberger?
Steinberger.
She was very good looking in Step Brothers.
I thought she was too.
I love a good steamed burger.
Mm-hmm. For an old lady, I thought she looked pretty darn good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we're off topic.
Yeah, so we've got Jafar.
Jafar.
He's walking through the jungle, and he runs into Scar, who's a crippled lion. He only has one paw that works, and he's dragging himself.
Okay, all right.
So what can Jafar do? Well, he's a master of magic and healing potions.
Yeah, right.
He helps heal Scar back to a semblance of health. And then they plot together, you know, to take over Simba's kingdom. But meanwhile, Timon and Pumbaa stumble upon their little plan in the jungle.
Yeah, good. That would be perfect.
And they rush back to tell Simba. But at this point in time, dude, Simba's been ruling for a while. And he's like, let's imagine he's like in his like early 30s. And he's a little cocky. He hasn't run into...
So he's a dead lion.
So he's not a living lion. He's early
30s. Well, I mean, if he's like a human. Like, human age. Like, that's just...
That's kind of... Yeah, exactly.
You're saying 30s in, like, lion years.
Lion years. Right, so he's like 3.5.
Close to middle-aged of lions.
Yeah, exactly. But young middle... He's like in his athletic prime, the tail end of it.
He doesn't have high testosterone anymore.
No, he has to take testosterone that supplements.
But anyway, since he first defeated Scar, which was like 6 years ago now, years ago.
He's gotten cocky.
He's gotten cocky. He hasn't really faced an opponent, you know, that has really even been close to being
tested his match.
So what happens is Timon and Pumbaa come back and they're warning him. They're saying
he's just been like finishing off like the animals always follow
the hyenas.
Yeah,
he's been like tracking them.
They're done. They're not. They're idiot.
I wasn't seeing him as cocky. I was seeing him as almost like, say, Rocky III-esque. Where
he's lost the eye of the tiger.
He thinks he's tough.
This lion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He thinks he's tough, but he hasn't met a challenge
so bad.
That's right. Tested him.
Okay, I like that.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what I was trying to say,
that's
too.
Kind of like
that's better than what I... Yeah. No, you're
when
right.
When you
that's
told it
to
me, that's how
I
envisioned it.
All right, good. Well, I think that's better.
That's better. I like it. So, so it's like Rocky III.
I shouldn't have helped you because now your movie's going to beat mine.
That's like Rocky III. It's a Rocky III Simba. And what Simba... So what first happens... And let's just go ahead and follow the plot.
Rafiki has been setting him up with a bunch of just jamokes fight.
Bad, like I mean, let's just jabronis.
Jabronis.
Monkey
these
dicks.
These men are jabronis.
He's giving him the monkey is giving him a bunch of monkey dicks.
Exactly. Right. That's literally what he's giving him to fight.
So what happens is, dude, he goes up against Jafar and the new and improved Scar.
Right. Who has like some extra cool shit because Jafar's like hooked him up with magic.
Hooked him up.
So he's like twice as strong as he was before.
And he loses. He loses. Yeah. He's vanished into the fucking jungle and Jafar is ruling his kingdom. And not only does Jafar get his kingdom, but the love of the people at first, because Jafar is so devious that he devises a plan that makes him seem like he's the good king. You know, he's like this ruler from afar that's going to bring prosperity.
Kind of like Obama.
Human.
Yeah,
so that's weird. Like, how does that be strange to a bunch of lions?
Maybe he comes up.
Yes, but remember in Aladdin when the cave opens to get the
talking lion,
that ruby,
the ruby, and it's that lion's mouth.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
boom,
boom,
boom.
Is that no? That should
that
be
solves
that
it.
Should
no,
be that, Scar.
No, it should be no. It shouldn't be Scar. It should be. The dad.
James Earl Jones.
Oh,
what if it was just...
His name?
What if it was just... See, I like to think of it as... Wasn't a lion's head opening its mouth? It was literally just a big sand castle of James Earl Jones's head. opening its mouth.
It was clearly James Earl Jones talking.
Dude, that's...
Yeah, that'd be really funny.
But, so, Simba gets...
Defeated.
He's sent it off. And he has to go train with the colored lions in the jungle.
Oh, man, okay.
You can't say colored either.
Colored lions. No, this is a Disney movie, so yeah, they probably would say colored.
The
end of Disney, like, CEOs, and he goes, oh, so I'm getting this ready, to go train with some colored lions.
No, you're not going to.
And then they go, yes, pretty much.
It's insinuated.
You're telling me in The Princess and the Frog that there was a colored princess.
Right, she is. I mean, when they pitched that idea to the CEO, they're like, she's a colored.
She's a tan woman.
She is.
She's tan.
Yes, she's biracial.
The way you're describing the CEO of Disney is how I imagine Don Johnson played Big Daddy in Django Unchained.
He's in this Colonel Sanders fucking suit.
Sanders S suit. And they're on, like, a plantation porch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, dude. That's hilarious.
So the princess is going to be a colored. And like, still trying to seem like he's not, like, surprised or shocked by it.
Not a bigot.
Anyway. Simba's training Timon and Pumbaa are there. There's a few musical numbers. He goes back. He meets his own wizard of sorts, played by one Gandalf the Grey.
What was that time?
It just happens to. He happens to be wandering through the jungle as well. No, Gandalf the Grey is wandering through the jungle, and he meets him, and he gives him a few spells of his own. Comes back, kicks Jafar's behind. And
shall not pass.
Relinquishes his role as Lord of the Pride, and that's Lion King 2, Jafar's Revenge. Let's talk about that, guys. How much money do you think it makes? It's opening weekend that matters.
Well, you got to think. Okay,
who's the cast?
In the voice, the voices.
I honestly bet the cast.
I'm going Red Dwarf.
Fully funded movie. It's going to. We're assuming all of our movies are.
Yeah, fully.
You know, so I'm like, thinking. I'm thinking the budget. Original cast. I'm thinking.
Okay, original
Jeremy
cast.
Jeremy Irons.
Sure. Yes.
Jeremy Irons comes back.
He's playing
the
Scar.
Real guy that played
Jonathan.
Jafar.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Now,
absolutely. Yeah.
Which you know.
No, but when
you know that budget won't be that much because they can't. I mean. You could probably pay Jonathan Taylor Thomas in a sandwich.
But it should still be Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick.
Well, you could pay him a sandwich.
So we're getting Nathan Lane to play.
Nathan Lane. The
Puma.
Whatever fat bastard
he was. He was Puma.
No.
And who was the. Yeah, who played.
Oh, he was Puma. Pumbaa was the warthog. Timon is.
When I was a young warthog!
That's Pumbaa.
Who the fuck?
Nobody.
It doesn't matter.
I think it was the guy who did the voice of Salem the Cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, you know who that was? Was that Nick Saban?
Nick Saban, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Which I think his name was something like Nick Saban,
like
but it
that.
Wasn't actual. What if it was? It was
Nick Saban.
It was
coach
Roll Tide, Crimson Tide coach
Nick Saban. That's weird. He does that. He's the head coach of the Alabama football team. And he also does the voice of Salem the Cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch animated series.
Who knew it?
Took a break from football.
On the offseason, he gets all of his recruiting.
I mean, to be honest, football's really his break from acting.
Now, see, though. You said that this was coming out right after the first of them.
Well, let's imagine that this comes out. We're going to use, like, today's standards as far as Hollywood ticket sales go. So, you know, whereas at that time, if it made $70 million, it would have been, like, the number one movie of all time. Nowadays, it's, like,
which
double that or triple.
They still are. Well, are they, with this film coming out.
I'll say it comes out right now.
It comes out right now. Are you completely scrapping from people's notion and universe the sequels that came out for those films?
Dude.
So those
because,
are like...
Yeah, no, those sequels don't exist.
Those sequels don't exist, which a lot of people... Which
dude,
a lot of people believe
video.
Those sequels don't exist.
Right. So let's assume those never happened.
I'm saying that makes a fuck ton of money just because...
See, this is part two.
Aladdin wasn't as big, but Aladdin was huge. But then Lion King
was giant, dude. It was nominated for
Best Picture.
I don't know if that's true.
Of all
no,
time.
No, I think it was.
I think it might.
It's the only animated movie to win Best Picture of all time.
That didn't, but it was nominated for Best Picture of the Year.
Which actually deserves to be.
It could be, yeah. Honestly, it was a great film.
I think that came out, in 94?
95, I think.
95. It wasn't the same year as, like,
If it would have came out in 94, that would have been fucking Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, and Shawshank.
But 95, Lion King came out, but Toy Story also came out in 95. So was it 93 that it came out?
I think it's 94, dude. I believe it's 94.
Can we get a fact
check? We'll have the stats later. Anyway, let's just guess.
We'll get that guy from Pardon the Interruption to check the stats.
I'm saying that this movie makes about 100. I bet it makes about a no. Let's say opening weekend it makes domestic 40 million and foreign 35 million. So I'm guessing that it makes $75 million in its opening weekend. What do you?
Oh, I think that's fair, dude.
I believe that's just because now, most definitely, just because people will go, oh, I fucking like both of those films. I'll go see it.
Yeah, it sounded. I mean.
94 was when it came
out. 94, yeah. Dude, think of the movies that came out in 94.
What a year. What else came out in 94?
Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, and Shawshank Redemption came out in 94.
That remake of RoboCop came out in 94.
No, that was...
Oh, that was 24.
That was a great movie.
If only Disney owned RoboCop 2, I'd be tossing that into the fucking mix.
Disney was thinking of selling its rights to Marvel.
It'd be a robot coming up. It'd be a robot coming up and he'd shoot some guy and at the end they'd ask him what his name is. He goes, he'd be like, Braun.
Yeah. Braun. Murphy. Right, dude, that's funny. He's Braun. Braun had this freakish accident after the beast literally tore him to shreds.
When he fell from the balcony.
Perfect. He'd get thrown from the balcony. He's a crippled, like, just mangled mess. And they, like, stumble upon him, like, okay, we can rebuild.
Well, they cut out the scene where the beast and...
Shot him 15 million times.
And the dad
times.
From that 70s show just shoot him 100 times, yeah.
Can you fly, Johnny?
Oh. Great movie.
No.
So anyway, $75 million opening weekend. That sounds pretty good. Let's move on to Sean's movie.
I don't think he has it ready yet.
I've been thinking about it. All right, I'm going to say it's a Toy Story sequel. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go ahead and say it's just like the next sequel. It's fine. So what is that going to make? Toy Story 4, which they're actually like already in like the
They're making stuff, a 4 right? one right now, yeah.
So I'm going to say it's like the next Toy Story movie.
Which you, you can do that with those Toy Story movies just because they're all great.
Right. Okay, so the newest...
That's true.
So the newest Toy Story is going to be like... It's going to be Toy Story 4... Revenge of the Sith. Because Disney owns all the Star Wars
stuff. Right. But
the
no, thing so,
is, yeah, but wait. I think only the first Toy Story is a Disney movie. The other ones is when Pixar had broken off, I think.
But Disney owns Pixar now, so...
Yeah. Do they all? Do they own them again? They do. Because I remember they were partners for a bit.
Right, yeah. Right. Then they owned them. Then they like bought them back.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah. It's still fair. I'd say, yeah, it's like a Disney crossover. So, Toy Story.
Love that, dude.
Crossover into, like, the Star now Wars.
I didn't know so that they they're like...
Which
they,
is funny
so
because...
So, there's, like, toys run, hold like, running
this
around.
This is what I'm saying. They're Star Wars toys.
They're Star Wars toys.
But are there also actual Star Wars
okay.
characters,
oh,
human
no.
beings?
Okay, dude.
Or
so
is that
Star Wars? Now we're talking about two different movies. So, we can have a movie where the Star Wars... Okay. We have a movie where the toys are in the Star Wars universe. Which is also very funny and entertaining.
That's awesome.
Like, they're little running around, but they're still friends with, like, Luke Skywalker. Okay.
What if you have,
like,
a
Luke Skywalker owns the toys?
You know what? No, you want to know what I'm thinking of? Is in Star Wars 6, the one Return of the Jedi, when they land on that planet, instead of all the little Ewoks or whatever running around, it's just a bunch of toys running around.
Yeah, the Misfit toys. Cool. Dude, see, here's what I'm imagining, is if you filmed it right, you could have a whole Toy Story-based movie with those characters, but it takes place... During the original three, so the 70s Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
And, like, those movies are going on, but this storyline takes place in the same, like, areas, but with just the Toy Story things. It's like, you didn't see him during that movie, but the same thing was going on.
Okay.
How cool would that be? Who would be a...
Mark Hamill.
A Jedi of the dark side.
Sid,
dude.
Which already, think of that, his name is Sid. Are you fucking kidding me?
Sid the Sith Lord.
Revenge of the Sith.
Toy Story 4.
Revenge of the Sith. Oh, man.
And he's just lopping off toys' heads with sabers.
With the lightsaber. Boom, and he's got the double red lightsaber, like, like what's his name?
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Yeah, like he had.
Great. I had that toy of that lightsaber.
Okay, but here's the other movie you could do, which Nick was getting onto, and sounds really cool as well. It's kind of like, think Lego movie, but now it's like Star Wars toys movie.
And
with the Toy Story.
And Toy Story movie.
That's what I'm saying, and Toy Story. So it's more like in the Toy Story universe, but then the Star Wars toys also exist.
Dude, I had a fuck ton of Star Wars toys.
Me too.
I'm getting a plot idea for that right now. Okay, so the plot is like the toys get like bought by somebody who happens to own... Like, they're a bad kid. They're, like, a new Sid-type kid, right? And the, like, you know, the original, like, 7 or 8 action figures go with to this kid's house.
Yeah.
Buzz, Woody, the dinosaur.
Okay.
And they keep naming all of them. Yeah. So they all go there. But anyway, he owns all the
Mr.
bad...
Mr. Potato.
He owns all the bad... He owns all the bad guys from the Star Wars
movies. Oh, man.
And the bad guys. Yeah. But he doesn't own any of the good guys. And the bad guys are just, they just pick on him. And they're like, he always gets like, they get saved from like being destroyed for good, right? Because the kid comes in or something.
Yeah.
And then like the kids go into a sleepover this one particular weekend. Yeah. And they're like, we gotta figure it out. So they have to get to this Toys R Us that's like, 4 blocks away.
Or better yet, on another planet.
So they have to take a rocket ship.
Dude, so they have to get to this Toys R Us to open up like these like Luke Skywalker and, you know, like Harrison Ford action figures.
Harrison Ford, like normal clothes.
He's in a pair of
like a Sears skull.
He's in a pair of golf shorts and a polo.
It's Harrison Ford action figures.
And it comes, and he's kind of dirty and beat up, and it comes with an airplane that looks like it was crashed in a field.
Oh my god! It's a 5 days. Who's the girl in that movie?
I was just thinking because he literally just crashed a plane last week.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of that movie 5 Days and 6 Nights. Where he crashes on the 6 Days and 7 Nights. I call it 5 Days, 6 Nights. That was the prequel.
Which I don't think there's anybody going to be listening to this podcast going, oh my god, they got the title of that fucking movie wrong.
Well, believe it or not, Harrison Ford
is even going, he goes,
I think it is called 5 Days.
Oh, guys, where can I get one of those action figures of me?
I had a funny thought going off your idea about it's these toys. I was just thinking of how funny it would be if it living next door to Andy was a young like Darth Maul or Darth Vader as like a toddler, or a child playing with these toys.
Who always insisted on wearing a mask with a voice changer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But it's like a Bumblebee one.
It's funny, too.
You know, talk about the Transformers car. Those masks.
I'm imagining this movie, if we follow that plot that I was talking about, would be very Small Soldiers-esque.
Yeah.
Which, that movie's awesome.
Now I'm thinking, oh, man.
And we have to get Arlie Emmy from, remember, he's the voice of the main army guy.
Yeah, he was great.
Dude, imagine a hilarious scene where like a Darth Maul action figure cuts all the parts off of Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny. Or, like, did he slices something off of him, and, like, what falls onto the ground is, like, a potato chip.
Oh, that's so funny!
Because they're lasers.
Yeah!
Lasers.
That's genius.
See, I was thinking the piggy bank. I was thinking the piggy bank comes to stop them.
Same thing, dude.
And all of a sudden, there's a slice. No, there wasn't bacon, but there's a slice.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then all of a sudden, you just see change hit the floor.
And
he cut the cork out of his belly.
That's dark.
That is dark, but it's funny. But dude, also, if he was sliced him and cut bacon.
That would have been genius, dude. It would have sizzled when it hit the ground.
Funny. Oh, my God.
That's genius. Okay, we gotta make this movie.
This movie's making, okay, if we're gonna do like a domestically $10 million bajillion.
Well, we're gonna have to call the U.S. Treasury to get that approved. Call them, got it approved.
They go, got it approved. Yeah, we totally pay that.
That's right.
Because, yeah, that movie's gonna make at least that much. We're being conservative.
This might be
Star Wars 8.
So, yeah, I'm saying realistically, that movie's probably making about 90.
Yeah, I'd say 90, man. I'd say 90, honestly, just because
$90.
Those are some 90 whole dollars.
Jay, imagine if we made it, that would be the budget. It'd be,
well, that's the budget, claymation.
It would be. I'm not even thinking claymation. I'm just thinking we film toys and our hands are holding the toys, back and forth.
We don't even take the time for the stop motion animation. It's just we just use it. We just do act it out.
It's just motion animated. It's not stop.
But we still hire the actors.
Exactly. We still get the actors, and they're still speaking, but they're just speaking like right behind us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like
Harrison Ford's leaning in.
Like,
actually,
eating a sandwich in the background, and everybody's like, "She eats really?
No, she's not.
She
does. No, my.
She's drinking an air sandwich.
She's drinking like a cucumber water, and she's like, "I'm so full.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's as much as she's had all year.
Oh my god. Yeah.
We could probably move her around like a toy.
Yeah, just probably could, dude. She probably would look like a cardboard cutout when you move her around.
Oh my, she could be in here right now, just standing sideways.
Oh, there she is, right?
People always think you walk into Harrison Ford's house, you're like, oh man, that's a life-size cutout of the Calista Flockhart. No, it's actually Calista
Flockhart. That's actually her. Oh my god.
He's out flying her like a kite.
Holding up like a beer.
Oh, there she goes.
That would be like a Family Guy thing.
Yeah, like you like have to keep a leash on her because
she flies away.
That would be pretty
Family Guy.
Yeah, way to go.
Family Guy's circa like 2003.
Yeah, yeah, they're not making like, anything
fun. Yeah, back anymore. Before you no, got no, I mean, back before you fucking sold out. What's his name? Seth MacFarlane. You're not a funny you're douche. Such a you're such an idiot.
It's all because you sold out.
So anyway, so far we've got Aladdin 2 or no. Lion so far we've got Lion King 2, Jafar's Revenge, making $75 million opening weekend. And then we have
Toy Story 4, Revenge of the Sid.
Making 90 million opening weekend. Now, so far, we've got Sean is number one and Nick is number two, but we have yet to hear from our new castmate. He's kind of like a CJ from Real World Philadelphia to so the group, CJ. or an Omarosa from the Apprentice Celebrity Apprentice season 4. He's an Omarosa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All sass. I can't believe The Apprentice got to 4 seasons.
Or a Flavor Flav.
To just anything.
Yeah, to anything. But anyway, Dave. So, Dave, what's your movie? What's your idea here?
My idea was Beauty and the Buzz.
Beauty and the Buzz.
Beauty and the Buzz.
And it's a Toy Story crossover with Beauty and the Beast. All and right. Instead of the Beast,
another Toy Story.
It sounds like an alternative rock station.
Beauty and the Buzz show.
Tune in this morning for Beauty and the Buzz.
Beauty and the Buzz
playing live in the studio today. The band live. It'd be totally on that Beauty and the Buzz. Beauty and the Buzz balance.
Beauty and the Buzz would be a VH1 special show.
Starring that fat bald guy.
Where it would be a bunch of, it'd be like a salon of a very effeminate straight man moving into like a sports clips or something, and he starts styling hair at a sports clip. Oh, he's the beauty, and everybody else is just getting buzz cuts.
Oh,
right,
that would be beauty.
He wants everyone to look fabulous, and never, and it's just
no. Yes. But that's his hell.
That's his hell.
That's awful.
But Beauty and the Buzz, I see, is.
Go ahead, yeah.
Quite possibly, literally just, they reshoot Beauty and the Beast, but with Buzz Lightyear instead.
Okay.
But it is after Toy Story 1, because the curse...
Is Buzz's curse?
The curse of Buzz is he can't fly, actually.
Okay, I was going to say...
Falls with style.
And I like that, and that is a better story, like, to push the story forward. But I was going to say, is his curse that he can never take his helmet off and, like, make out with...
Because you're going to want to make out with Emma Watson.
That's good.
No, I would Beauty in the new movie.
Like, better yet,
no, he just never takes the suit off. But better yet, with that helmet, halfway through the film, say when she just starts to break through his... tough exterior.
His actual physical
opens,
tough
She does
exterior.
Open the helmet, and he has the same S joke like in Toy Story 1 where he's, breathe, but then he finds out he can. But they dance and everything like that. So it is very much just...
And he's wearing that like...
But and he's wearing... And his wings... Jacket. His wings are out during the dance.
But is he this like evil tyrant when she's first forced to live with him? Or does he choose? Is he like, you're staying here, Beauty?
Exactly.
You know, he's not as much evil as he's just very much still like early Buzz Lightyear, where he still believes he is Buzz Lightyear's space commander.
So she can't leave because like she's a... Like, he's imagining... Well,
she's going to freeze in space, because he believes, you know.
He thinks, like, he thinks his castle he is thinks a spaceship.
Oh, when he keeps like referring that. To everything, he's like, I need you to come, maybe Starboard, or something like things like
come
that.
Come to Centurion 4 with
me, so he'll say Starboard and Port.
Yeah, and like, he'll say, meet me in the cockpit.
And then at the very end of the movie, when she breaks through to him, and she frees the rose petal fell and he found love. Buzz finds love. And then all of a sudden the beam of light, and he's floating in air and he's spinning.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my god, he's gonna break out of this astronaut suit or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just boom, he falls down into an action figure sized toy.
Whoa.
And Belle catches it, and that's it.
Oh my gosh. And then like have like a spotlight just on the toy.
Yeah, and he's just a toy now.
And everything else fades to black.
And then there's a single tear that comes out on the toy.
And it actually doesn't make any money because it's locked in the Disney vault.
They never released it.
And then it shows that rose and like the last petal falls.
Right, exactly. And then fades music beautifully fading.
Ironically, it's not a real rose. It's a plastic rose too because he's a toy.
He's a toy.
Oh, wow.
The rose turns to plastic.
I really thought about that.
It turns into a Lego toy.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It was never released because it's highly erotic.
There's a lot of sex scenes.
Well, I'll tell you what, yeah.
He's not just a toy, if you know what I'm saying. He's got a lot of toys.
He has gross,
like, Fifty Shades of Grey type shit.
That's what's happening in that Disney movie.
Well, it's not a laser. It's not a laser that he pushes the button that comes out of his wrist. It's a dildo.
A lot of people say that Sandra Gray, the author of 50 Shades of Grey, got a hold of the script.
That's not true.
Is her name Sandra Gray?
She wrote 50 Shades of Grey as an erotic fan fiction of this, toned down the erotic.
If my name was Sandra Gray and I wrote a book called 50 Shades of Grey, it would just be about, for 50 days in a row, I would write about what my mood was like every morning I woke up.
That'd be so funny.
I would read that.
Dude.
I think it'd be interesting to read that, actually.
I would read
just one person's every single day.
Every morning they wake up.
That'd be interesting.
Every day I wake up.
Like you could know this for like a few weeks. Like Dave was in a really bad
place. Oh, yeah. Dude, you want to know? Ironically, I've been thinking about.
Today I woke up and I put the gun in my mouth
again.
He goes, I don't have the balls to pull the trigger.
What's funny about that is I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about writing a children's
journal
poem book as a woman named Wanda something, and it'd be called What a Wonderful Book. I've been thinking about this for two weeks now I've been thinking about writing a book as a woman, come up with this whole character, and even on like the back cover it'd be like me and like this really funny looking woman's out, like I'd have a wig on, and I wouldn't tell anybody, but I just released this book, and like years later, someone would be like, I think that's Dave on the back of this cover, and I'd release a couple of books, just a play on the word wonder, but it'd be Wanda. My name would be Wanda.
What a wonderful book.
My name would be like Wanda Kilps.
Wanda Kilps.
And it'd be my last book ever published would be called It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh,
for about 2 weeks now, I've been thinking.
Tales of wandering.
Not all who wander are lost.
That's funny, that's a bestseller.
Is what I've really been
New York thinking. Bestseller. New York bestseller. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful
Written by Wanda Kilp.
This is what I seriously think about at work when I drive to and from deliveries.
That's funny. So I'd say anyway. I say your idea, Dave, is really funny, but it sounds more like an independent film.
Oh, no, it does. It wins a couple of Spirit Awards.
Yeah.
Dude, you said it was locked in the Disney vault.
It's going to do really well at the Cannes. Well, it's getting released from the Disney vault
released.
To the Cannes Film Festival.
It's 1995. Released from the Disney vaults. What would be like one of those?
Peter Pan.
Cinderella, now digitally remastered.
Dressed in vibrant yellow.
And we're getting Tim Allen to be...
Well, Tim Allen, yeah. We let him out of prison from his coke charges. By the way, Tim Allen was in prison for coke. They don't know.
Oh, you're right. They didn't.
Not everybody.
Is there any famous people athletes named with the last name Allen?
Jake Allen.
It'd be starring Jake Allen as Buzz Lightyear instead of Tim Allen.
Jake Allen. He can't even read. He's an idiot.
Starring Allen Iverson. Tim Allen Iverson.
The crossover.
Tim Allen Iverson.
Tim Allen Iverson.
Timothy Allen Iverson.
In the ghetto Santa Claus. Tim Allen Iverson.
I mean, we ain't even talking about Christmas. We talking about New Year's.
We talking about presents? We talking about presents?
We're not even talking about Christmas. Not Christmas.
Don't talk about Christmas.
You talking about wrapping paper? I'm talking about presents.
Presents.
I'm talking about presents.
Anyway.
Obviously.
So we've all done it. And we should back on track. None of us are racists here. We're all actually people of the world.
Oh, no, I don't like Italians.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. I don't like it when Jewish people pretend to be Italian in cheap movies.
I don't like that.
That's just my thing. It's weird. It's weird. I hate it.
It's strange.
Which comes back to my idea of having a Native American playing an Italian guy
in a movie. Exactly.
It would be fun.
It would be fun.
A Native American Johnny Depp playing an Italian.
Why you got to bust my balls?
Oh, hey! It'd be like that.
Hey, you.
Hey,
Johnny, his name would be Johnny Red Sauce.
Johnny Marinara.
Johnny Vino.
Johnny Vino.
Johnny Red runs Ball. With meatballs.
Oh, wow.
Johnny runs with meatballs. Oh, my God.
Johnny.
That's great.
My nephew, Jimmy Unlimited Breadsticks.
Jimmy
I got these
of
speakers.
The family, of the, this is Johnny Runs with Meatballs of the Family Fazoli.
The Family Fazoli.
I got these speakers.
You don't mess with the Fazolis in town.
Hey, you mess with them, they got unlimited breadsticks.
My
unlimited breadsticks.
My uncle Chief Parmesan found these speakers off the back of a truck.
Chief Parmesan.
Oh my God!
I imagine this gangster has like a Tommy gun and just shoots fucking like Parmesan cheese.
I imagine it's an old 1920s cars going by, a bunch of gangsters walking out, and a handful of guys lean out instead of Tommy guns. They got bow and arrows.
That's
funny, dude.
That's great.
They have like the plunger. Instead of a really big guy sitting in an Italian restaurant singing like some opera tune, he's just going.
Italian looking setting. Yes. Five Italian suits.
Yes.
Oh wow. Lots of crossovers with.
I think that's really how Native Americans would get.
Well,
back at the Italians.
Disney should make that.
Here's the trick.
Which
is actually Disney
is in the right.
Disney actually owns Italian heritage and Native American heritage.
Yeah.
So they can make that. They have it in the works.
The Disney reservations.
Yeah.
That's where they probably get all their actors.
Disney reservations.
If anybody had like owned reservations, somehow it would be
Disney.
They would definitely be the ones.
The Disney reservation trades today with the Amazon reservation.
Oh my God!
But anyway, it's time for us to pick a winner, and the winner today, Dave. How much money do you think your movie would make? We never decided.
They're still counting the box office proceeds.
Okay.
So,
what was
Infinity?
the last estimate?
Oh, my estimate on my movie?
Yeah.
I would say, well, because it kind of has that, like, that funky ending to it,
mm-hmm.
I'd say, and it's an independent, more independent type of movie,
yeah.
I'd say it probably only makes, like, I'd say $50 million here,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'd give it another $15 million overseas, so it ties. So I'd go 30.
So how much total?
$30 million. Okay. So it's coming in last.
Wait, okay. I thought you said it made 60 here.
15.
Oh, 15.
I thought you said 50.
Oh, 50. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Maybe I did say 50. So, dude, I fucking win, man. You guys are losers.
Actually, you wouldn't. You'd be at 65.
But shut the fuck up. Yours probably has the lowest.
This is my podcast now.
Dude, you're just deleted.
Deleted.
Fucking delete off this podcast.
Yeah,
57
minutes. I go.
So we go.
I'm out of here, dude.
So it looks like Sean wins with making $100 million or $90 million.
$90 million
with his movie, Shakespeare in Love.
Right. Shakespeare in the Park.
Shakespeare in the Park.
And
Darth Maul's Revenge.
Darth Maul's Revenge. No, it was Toy Story 4, Revenge of the Sith, and with the Star Wars crossover as the toys, Star Wars toys coming to help.
Yeah. And then mine comes in second place, Lion King 2, Jafar's Revenge. That's going to pull in a cool $70 to $75 million in domestic and world box office combined. You know, and that movie's... You know, really only cost about $10 to make. So most of that's profit.
Yeah, there you go.
Man. I'm thinking mine's is going to do really big in Japan, though.
Yeah. Da da na 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 na.
Well, I wasn't thinking because of that.
Just, oh, man, it's really racist.
That's so bad.
Really racist.
I was just thinking solely because of, you know, the Japanese very strange addiction to toys.
Yeah, that's true, dude. They are a bunch of weirdos.
And they also have a strange addiction to alternative rock radio stations.
Oh, yeah. Women's panties being bought out of vending machines.
Yeah, that's weird.
And groping people on buses.
Oh, my oh God. Man. Anybody how vivid. Anybody that's ever searched Asian fetish on Pornhub knows well, that.
Believe
sound.
Me, I have.
And then it's all blurry still. It's like, what is this nonsense?
Thank God it's blurry. I don't want to see what's going on down there.
Me neither, man.
I think Asian women are very attractive, but I'm scared to even tell one a joke because she might.
Is that a laugh?
We just get real.
I mean, making sure I look around so no cops like, what the fuck is going
what's
on?
What's that creep doing over there?
So, I think we're done, dude.
All right. So
this concludes. Sean wins. He gets 1,000 gold points.
And that's going to go straight in my pocket.
I come in second place, and I get 5,000 silver points,
right?
Which I can trade in at the bank for 10 gold points.
I come in third, which means I'm going to be groped on a bus later.
Dave,
wearing a schoolgirl
creepily groped on. That's why no one. That's why points are so important in this game.
That's why points are so important.
The loser doesn't get to, you know, walk home with your tail between your legs. No, you walk home with some strange guy's hand between
your
legs.
Which that's what's happening.
I actually
episodes.
Set myself up to lose.
Ever the adventurer.
Well.
God, that's creepy.